Welcome back to eBay Radio's Top Rated Seller Hour with your host, Griff.
Ah, brother. This segment is brought to you by B-Stock Sourcing, a better way to buy liquidation inventory.
What happened?
Well, I was reading something on the online on the break.
Oh.
And it's a post. And the post says, the Flat Earth Society has members all around the globe. And somebody wrote under that, say that again, but slowly. Oh, some people are so clever. Anyway, one thing about thrifting, it's never dull. Oh, that isn't the case. That is so true. That's true no matter which side of the counter you're on. And with us now to extol the benefits of being a thrift shop volunteer, I wonder what some of those benefits might be, is MJ Goldman. She's the packing and shipping partner in eBay store XOX Miss Vintage Antiques and Collectibles, and that's owned by someone we know near and dear to our heart, CJ. MJ, at what thrift shop do you volunteer?
I volunteer at Coral Thrift, but I have done it at different thrift shops that have, some of them have closed, but for 20 years now, ever since I moved to San Clemente.
And of course, your volunteering at thrift stores is 100% altruistic, correct?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Well, and thank you for being on our show. So we have enjoyed this segment a lot.
Do they let you guys, I don't want to lose you your job. How does being a volunteer at your local thrift store help your business on eBay?
Well, it helps a lot. Number one, we happen to be on a street that has several thrift shops, so you kind of get to know all the others. Number two, as you, you know, get to know the girls or the guys that are working there, they start saving things. You say, oh, I'd like these. If you get any more of these and save them. Or, oh, I like this. This would be great. And before long, they're saving things to say, you think you could sell this? What about this? So I have found it to be really, really good. And then you can go in any thrift shop. And thrift shops are always running out of room. Absolutely. And if you see a lot of, we do puzzles. If you see a lot of puzzles all in one spot or around the store, I will offer them $1 a piece and take them all if they're anything over 500 pieces. And 99% of the time they'll sell them to you like that and you get some beautiful puzzles.
Don't you have to put the puzzles together to make sure all the pieces are there?
No, I do a few. Of course, I have to pick my favorites. I always have one going. But I do a few of the really old ones that we know are worth more money just to make sure they are there and we can say it is. But we guarantee the fact that if there all the pieces aren't there, don't send it back to us. We'll give you your money back.
Oh, great. Well, that works then.
We also suggest they just get them to a hospital because anybody that's a cancer patient or ever has been, they always have puzzles going in the hospital for those people waiting while somebody's getting radiation or chemo or for the actual patient themselves.
We're speaking with MJ Goldman, who's here to extol the benefits of being a thrift shop volunteer.
Now, do you get a volunteer's discount, MJ?
No, unfortunately, this one we don't. We used to, but we gave it up because we are all volunteers at this one. And there's absolutely no paid people. And all our money goes toward school scholarships. We gave over $52,000 last year to our local high school for scholarships, plus Boys and Girls Club and stuff.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So we just all decided we don't need to take a discount.
Oh, okay.
So you mentioned that other people help you. Is that other volunteers will set things aside for you?
Yes. Oh, definitely. It's always fun to go in there. My working day is Wednesday. It's always fun to go in and see what's new, what's in there, what somebody might have set aside. So it's very exciting. And you get to do a lot of creative stuff by decorating the windows and decorating vignettes. And then you find, I love going through the bags in the back the most. because you get to see all the stuff before it's put out.
So do these thrift stores normally need people desperately, like volunteers?
Oh, desperately, desperately. So many of the people that can volunteer or do are much older. I work with a lady that's 92. She's sharp as a whip. But a lot of them are in their late 80s and 90s. And so, you know, they get sick or something, and they're not around anymore. I'm sorry.
Well, it's a wonderful idea for an eBay seller to volunteer these thrift stores.
Yeah.
For more reasons than one, it's also a great thing to do because they're charity-based.
Yeah, it makes you feel good. You're giving back
to
the community.
That's right.
And you're getting a benefit out of it.
How often do you volunteer?
Once a week.
Oh, that's not
much. And then once every 6 months, we have to do it twice a week because our day comes up on Saturday, so we have to do Saturday, too. Nobody wants to work the weekend.
Yeah,
it makes sense. Yeah. So what are what other kind of products get donated to your thrift store that that pique your interest?
Everything you can imagine. We even got somebody's fake leg the other day.
A fake leg. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I know somebody that might be able to use that.
Yeah, what'd you do with it? Can you ship it up here?
But, you know, we get a lot of art, a lot of pictures, of course, a lot of clothing, a lot of children's stuff. They've really limited what we can take on that because of all the laws. Books, oh, my goodness, the books and the CDs and the DVDs are amazing that we get. Beautiful, beautiful artwork, art glass and stuff like that. It's just amazing.
So,
and the clothes don't even have tags still hanging on them.
Is this in San Clemente where you said there's a whole bunch of them together?
Yes. We call it the Rodeo Drive of San Clemente.
Okay. And it's all thrift shops and stuff. What street is that?
It's on El Camino Real in San Clemente.
Okay.
You know where Lee's going to be in another hour.
No, it's a wonderful idea. First of all, I like the idea of volunteering.
Of course.
The reason a lot of these people are older is because when you're retired, you don't mind working on Saturday, basically.
No, you don't mind your
weekend. Tuesday is like Saturday. Exactly. Well, listen, how long have you been doing this, MJ?
20 years.
Wow.
Same place? Same place?
Yeah. Not the same place. The first one was 12 years, and then that one went out of business, changed hands, and moved. They actually moved to a nicer area, but it was over a 40-minute drive for me. So I found another one, Mission Thrift, and then I came back to Coral Thrift because they were bugging me. When I went to the gym, they were bugging me. We need people. Please come. We're closer to your home.
Well, so can you do it once a month? I'm trying to.
No, once a week. Oh, could you do it once a month?
Yeah. Oh,
they would. As long as you get trained at how to put the tags on things and how to do things, they would accept you whenever you could come in.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Griff, you haven't been a thrifting lately because of
I haven't.
Your situation with Howie and all.
Well, and the extra space I created in my garage for more thrifting booty is now taken up by boxes upon boxes of supplies for dialysis. So there's that.
Right. So have you ever, MJ, gotten a really good deal from one of these thrift stores where you sold it on eBay and made a ton of money?
Yes. We have a couple of really neat stories. One was a quilt came in, but it was just pieces. It was in a box. The box was ripped and torn, but it was just cotton material, not even a nice grade of it. But I took it home. They didn't even want me to pay for it. I said, I've got to pay something. Here's a dollar. We took it home. It sold for almost $500.
You're kidding. Yeah. Is this because they already had cut out the pieces?
The pieces were already cut out. It was old. Quilters collect that stuff, I guess. And the other thing was a little, it was in the size of about a deck of cards, and it was a little camp stove that you could just take with you places. And that was one of the, our first big ones. That one, well, we thought, I paid $3 for it because I thought it was cute and it would go with all my antiques. And then when it was up for sale, it ended up selling for almost $200.
Oh.
We just could not believe it. In fact, we were at the eBay convention when we got the news.
How exciting.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Well, so between the two of you, you and CJ, you've made a life and a business out of...
Yes, 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 we have. And it's so fun and so much nicer not having to have her drive 40 miles to work or something. And we would go downstairs and go to work. I go to the garage and pack, and she goes downstairs and gets on the computer.
So you do the shipping, she does the listing?
Right, exactly. Yeah, I do the shipping. Unless it's something that has to be, we have to build a wood thing around it, and we kind of both do it. But we try not to buy things big like that.
So you have, and of course, working in a store, my lights just went out in here. Working in a thrift store just kind of keeps you going, right? Because there you are with all that stuff.
It's exciting, and you never know.
You hear that, eBay sellers? Go volunteer at your local thrift stores.
Yeah, you'll be doing a good thing for them and for yourself.
MJ, come back and visit us. This was wonderful.
This segment was sponsored by B-Stock Sourcing, a better way to buy liquidation inventory. Call us at 888-723-4630. Don't miss a moment of eBay Radio.
You know that networking can help you get ahead in business. Now it can even help you stock your eBay store. B-Stock Sourcing is the world's largest network of liquidation marketplaces. They feature returned and overstock inventory directly from top retailers and manufacturers, including Walmart, Home Depot, Wayfair, and QVC. You'll find dozens of popular product categories, from accessories to wine coolers. Best of all, there are no middlemen or price markups. You buy right from the retailer or manufacturer via online auction. Just go to bstocksourcing.com to see what's available, apply to the marketplace offering the merchandise you want, attach a reseller certificate, and then bid to win. The B-Stock Sourcing Network offers you profitable choices by the pallet or the truckload. That's bstocksourcing.com, a better way to buy liquidation inventory.
If you've been relying on TurboLister to manage your listings on eBay, or even if you haven't, we have two words for you, and they're not happy birthday. Those two words are 6-Bit Software. 6-Bit Software has always been the best and most powerful application available for managing your business right from your desktop. Now it's better than ever. 6-Bit lets you create listings offline, like you did with TurboLister, so even a slow internet connection won't bog you down. And just like TurboLister, 6-Bit stores your item info forever. 6-Bit also lets you organize your listings into folders. Plus, it does a whole bunch of other cool stuff that TurboLister never dreamed of, including multi-channel selling. Best of all, 6-Bit comes in 3 different versions, so you can choose the one that suits the size of your business. Try 6-Bit Software free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.
Work hard to get customers in the first place and to keep them happy. You want to be all you can be as a seller. You source products, do your research, and list. Good job. Now, let's talk about the quality of your packing and shipping. That's where Bubble Fast comes in. Bubble Fast ensures you have the very best containers made from the sturdiest products, along with top quality packing materials at really decent prices delivered right to your door. Owners Robin and Mark have been eBay sellers for years, and Bubble Fast is their labor of love, all to ensure other eBayers can have the most useful shipping supplies to support their businesses. Heck, they even answer the phone themselves. Their service and reliability and the range of their products makes you exactly the the kind of eBay seller you want to be. Go to BubbleFast.com right now to see the full spectrum of what they offer. That's BubbleFast.com.
Listen while you list.